a little sage, and it would eat pretty good too. It'd make that cornbread behave itself.
Very good. This sounds pretty bad, but did you ever hear of people around here making anything with the hog's blood?
Yeah, I've heard of blood pudding. Now, I never did eat one. I've never seen one made, but I've heard of people catching blood and making puddings out of
it. In this part of the country?
Yeah. Blood pudding.
And I don't think I want any of that myself.
Well, I don't. If I ever eat any, I don't know it, but I don't think I'd want to try. I never would. I never did try nothing like that.
Did your mother or wife ever make any kind of cobbler?
Oh yeah, they made cobblers, but peach cobbler, apple. Usually peach cobbler's what they usually went for, but you can make it out of apples or pears or anything like that you cook down.
Did you ever eat anything called mush or kush?
Yeah. Yeah, they made that out of meal. Put just a little salt, a little black pepper in it. Now kush is what they used to call, you know, they call it chicken dressing now. But that kush they used to call it, the older folks. It's made just like the chicken dressing. Take cornbread and they'd boil a chicken or turkey or something and take the cornbread and crumble it up and use that water off of the boiled chicken or boiled turkey and put it in there and cut up green onions and put pepper in it. Everybody used pepper, you know, black pepper and red pepper. And stir it up and put it in a pan and they'd push their pieces of chicken around in it, you know. And
yes. Do y'all have a peach around here that, you know, the meat's real tight against the seed part of it?
Peaches.
Peach, right.
Yeah.
They cut that out of there?
Yeah, they call them pressed peaches. They have pressed peaches and they have the clear seed, you know.
Yeah.
Clear seed's the one you just bust open the seed and come out. But them old pressed peaches, they just tied around the seed. They use them for pickling peaches, you know, boil them and, can them, you boil them and put them in a jar and put a little sugar and I believe they use vinegar to pickle them with, just to put a little vinegar in there. They taste just a little sour. Now, I never did pickle none myself, but I believe they used a little vinegar in the pickled peaches that they use. You know, they just peel them and put them in their hole and boil them tender and put them in a jar and pour the juice in on them and seal them.
Yeah.
And they'd put spice, pickling spice in there, a little old spice and nutmeg or something like that in them.
What would people around here call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roast ears.